today, question from a listener who asks what happens next in their career. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Today, a question from a listener. A 25-year outsourced IT MSP veteran business owner do after they're done and burned out with their business. The context is a people-focused IDI, ENTJ, and strength finder, strategic individualization, activator, ideation, and maximizer. First, thank you for asking. I'm flattered that my opinion matters. Now, text matters for my perspective here. I'm 46 years old. Why do we care? Because I'm not near the point where I'm working. I've sold one business that was entirely mine and been involved in the sale of two more where I was on the team. Why do we care? Because I'm comfortable with the idea of an exit as a step to the next. I consider my domain of expertise to be small business. Why do we care? Because I'm self-aware enough to know I'm too disruptive to be effective in large businesses. That's a skill I envy in others. I don't have it. I believe in directional planning rather than complete planning. Huh? I watch trends, as any listener might know, and I make moves to maximize my position based on where I think things are going. But I don't ever know for sure where it's all going. So I point in a direction and I go. That is coupled with a willingness to change direction again and again and again. I believe in shipping product more than designing perfection and simply iterating to get it right over time, as I'll get there faster by my best attempt. Iterated than someone who designs over and over. Say all that, insights into how I'll come up with my answer. Now, I don't know enough about the questioner's situation to get into specific details. Is this the last hurrah or a step on the journey? How successful is the business? And most importantly, what do you want out of life? Start with that last one. What do you want out of life? This is a really key time to ask that too, as the world moves into the next. This directionally gives you a sense of what to do. When I sold my own MSP, one thing I was honest with myself about was that I didn't want to be running that business when I turned 40. I realized I didn't have the energy to do it. Sounds a bit like you. I also knew I wanted to not be afraid of my cell phone. I analyzed the asset I had built. Business does have value. It's probably based entirely on the contracts as they are now. Don't get hung up on the value of your previous sweat equity. You cashed that in already. There are smarter people than me to give you asset valuation. That will help you determine what next needs to look like. Again, mine. I always say that I will be very, very happy with the sale when I retire, which I knew wasn't going to be that day. I didn't get much out money. But putting it away and letting it work for me, that's the winner. The same for my Logic Now money. The same for my SolarWinds money. I needed income. And then I looked at the things I was really good at and was able to achieve that state of flow doing. When I sold my MSP, the analysis was that it was my community efforts, helping other MSPs be successful and learning from them. That led to my vendor role. After the last vendor role, the analysis was even more precise. I knew as I was at my best for the first 10 minutes of my keynote addresses and presentations, doing data and market analysis to provide insights to others. You'll note that's entirely my podcast concept. I took that bit that was my favorite and best work and found new ways to package it. Before, I had to fly around and deliver that 10 and 100 people at a time. Now I deliver to thousands at a time. I just try and think of the faces in the audience so I don't get too full of myself. I tell you the story as the example to show my approach. What do you want to do and get of life? What does the asset you have now allow you to build upon for what next? And what can you extract from that experience to guide for the next? That answer is going to be intensely personal. Is it consulting? Is it a role in another organization? Is it launching another business? I don't want to cop out of giving you more specifics, but let me tell you the spaces I'd be giving thought to. If it's not related to the cloud or some kind of SaaS, not the future. If you're thinking about the SMB space, start with a video I did on building the SMB of the future. You want to skate where the puck is going, not where it is. So think to the businesses of the future, not of the now. Isn't in the business layer, I think it's riskiest of being a commodity faster. I'm entirely fascinated right now by the idea of working on building businesses that leverage the new capabilities of work from anywhere to build distributed. That doesn't mean just forklifting the old business into work from home. The businesses that are going to pull ahead are the ones that figure out how to be different, and some will try combinations we haven't seen before. All will require far more people skills than tech ones to be successful. Play in that space. If it doesn't have an e-commerce element, not the future. Fall into a trap that when I say that, of thinking everything has to be Amazon. That's one form of e-commerce, but not the only one. Envision some element of self-serve with a credit card swipe done online. When you put those guardrails on it, it helps give you some perspective. And remember the core value of IT services. I still fundamentally believe in the idea of helping small companies with their technology decisions. In fact, I could make a pretty solid argument that problem is what I'm still addressing even today. It's what I did as a vendor, and it's what I did as an MSP, all with different ways to solve that problem. If you've spent your career doing that as an MSP, you don't have to stop working on that. It's just time to start working on another part of the stack. The good news, if you buy into my approach, just get the direction right and iterate. You don't have to nail it on the first try. Don't let perfection be the enemy of complete. Just do it for the right personal reasons. Family, friends, home, kids, life first. And when you figure that bit out, the rest is a bit easy. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.